This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the floodwaters recede in Colorado, farmers are assessing the damage. Agriculture is a $40 billion industry in that state. While floods can recharge some soil, there can also be contamination. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Dr. Norm Dahlstedt teaches agricultural economics at Colorado State University. He's been touring flooded farms, most of which grow corn and hay to feed livestock. He says even if those crops survive to harvest, it may not be safe to feed them to livestock.
Basically, the wastewaters that were flowing in the river as a result of breached sewage treatment plants. Also, there was some crude oil spillage.
Brian Werner at the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District is actually less worried about this year's crops than he is about next year's. That's because of damaged irrigation systems.
The farmers' irrigation canals and ditches and head gates where they're totally compromised.
It's unclear just how big the hit to the ag economy will be, but there is a silver lining, says Werner. Soil moisture should be much higher than usual next year. That's great for dryland farmers, those that don't use irrigation. But if irrigation and transportation infrastructure isn't repaired quickly enough, much of that perfectly moist soil will be useless. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.